Where are we right now, JB, in understanding, not so much in a patient like this with a prior cardiac history, but just in general, what the threat is in terms of anthracycline cardiotoxicity? And can you talk a little bit about the data that Sharon Giordano originally presented at ASCO, I think 2006, and then was published from your place?
Clearly, we know that those individuals who are over age 70, they have a substantially higher risk of developing some cardiovascular event in exposure to anthracycline as much as 10 years after their initial exposure. So we know they're a high-risk group. The 66 to 70-year-old group was a little bit lower, but clearly the high-risk group were those individuals who were over age 70 from Sharon Giordano's data. We also know, looking at her comorbidities, MI, hypertension, diabetes, she clearly is in the high risk. In a patient like this, one of the things we would really try to weigh out is there any underlying etiologies that we can treat? So, for example, does she have a fair amount or any amount of ischemia underlying, i.e. from a stress test? That can be a predictor, from what we've found in our own experience, have not yet published, that can contribute to development of heart failure in the anthracycline patient. So the EF of 50%, that's borderline in some labs. This may, in fact, represent what we call hibernating myocardium, i.e. she has an artery that has significant stenosis that, if revascularized, can make the ejection fraction go back up on its own. So those are things that we would look for prior to putting her in whichever regimen you use, AC or TC.
If a patient, let's say 65 years old, let's start out with somebody without any kind of medical problems or comorbidities, says, what's the chance that I'm going to have some kind of a heart problem? You know, it's going to be an issue for me personally, clinically, from four cycles of AC. How would you answer over the next 20 years?
I'd tell them initially 2 to 4%, but as far out as 20 years, then I would tell them at least 10% minimum.
At least 10% minimum. Is that the number you've been giving to your patients, Mark?
I don't know the data as well as you do in terms of four cycles specifically of AC, so I'm not able to quote exact numbers like that. But what struck me from some of the long-term follow-up data from MD Anderson is that the incidence of cardiac abnormalities is higher than what I would have thought looking at long-term outcomes. So sure, I would say that it is a significant risk. You do need to tell patients that in advance, and the risk continues over long periods of time.
I think the one thing that a lot of people came away from that presentation in the paper was this general overall perception or concern about what happens over the next 10, 20, 30 years as opposed to what happens over the first 5 years. And even though I don't know if we have a real good feel of the exact risk in four cycles, six cycles, whatever, I guess the feeling was more concern that perhaps there's more of a risk to patients over the long term than we realized. Is that kind of your take?
It is, but I also remind everyone that, remember, as we all age, we also have these competing risks. Your risk of developing hypertension, your risk of having an MI, your risk of developing diabetes, that is all competing with the risk of anthracycline. So I think it's very difficult to tease that out. Somebody receives an anthracycline when they are 60, and at age 70, their risk goes up. Is it really because of the anthracycline, or is it because they develop garden variety hypertension that hasn't been adequately treated? They develop diabetes that hasn't been adequately treated, and that's where it becomes difficult.